Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are in listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's conference. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. I will now introduce your speaker for today, Dan Savitt. You may begin.
Okay, great. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me on today's CEO conference call. I hope all of those of you out there who are football fans enjoyed the Super Bowl. I sure did. And I know we're all glad that the snowfall was a lot lighter this weekend than it was last Monday. So I want to say thank you to everybody. What a effort. I really enjoyed, by the way, the pictures that were sent in. So thank you to all our field staff, our home health aides, our nurses, rehab therapists, everybody out there who's out and about, those that came in and supported the vaccination clinic. It was snowy and slippery and all those things that come with winter, and looks like we may get some more today. But much appreciated, and I realize that's just dedication. I told people over and over again, and I'm sure people are sick of hearing me say it, but I did not get my mail that day. I think it was last Monday, but we were visiting patients and members and clients, and that's pretty awesome. So really appreciate all the work there. All right, I want to remind everybody on the phone that if you have questions for me, or you can email them to the conference call email box. That it's a new address, so if you weren't on last week, we changed the email address. It is now askceo@vnsny.org. All right, I'm going to start today with an update on our COVID-19 vaccination program for our staff. We've now administered first doses of the Moderna vaccine to over 3,000 people. Last week, we also started giving out second doses of the vaccine, and so far, 175 staff members have gotten their second shots, with many more scheduled this week. I went down to the clinic yesterday. Marky was in helping. That was fun, but the lines were people arrive early, and that's neat, and people were waiting patiently and separately, 6 feet apart, and so it was neat to see folks here getting vaccinated. All right, we continue to get a good supply of vaccine from the city. That's one of the upsides from the team doing such a good job in the clinic. There are still appointments available this week, so if you haven't gotten your first dose and you're eligible, I would encourage you to get that appointment scheduled now. You can do this by submitting the vaccine request form that's posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center. Home health aides can also call the Home Health Aid Vaccination Hotline to schedule your appointment. That number is 212-609-4126. All right, for everyone who has already gotten their first vaccine dose, I want to remind you that it is extremely important for you to get that second dose as scheduled to get the full protection from the vaccine. The date and time of your second dose appointment are listed on the COVID-19 vaccination card that you got when you received your first dose. You also get a reminder email the day before you're scheduled to come in. So if something happens and you can't come in, please reschedule quickly. Because that second dose is critical, as we know. Another important update, starting on next Monday, the 15th, the number of VNSNY staff eligible to get the vaccine is going to be significantly higher. Right now, all staff who have patient-facing jobs or who are 65 and older are eligible to get vaccinated. But starting on February 15th, which again is Monday, New York State has announced that people under 65 with certain underlying health conditions will also be eligible to get vaccinated. Those conditions include, but are not limited to, pregnancy, cancer, pulmonary and heart conditions, type 1 and 2 diabetes, kidney disease, as well as a number of other health conditions. This means that many more of our staff under the age of 65 will now be eligible to get vaccinated through our clinic. And so how are you going to find out? Well, an email was sent out this morning to all BNSLI staff who were not previously eligible to get vaccinated, listing exactly which health conditions qualify you to get the vaccine. That email also links to a form that you can submit if you have that qualifying condition and want to schedule your vaccination. This same form is also posted on our Vaccinate BNSLI site on the intranet. We know many of you are very anxious to get the vaccine, so we want to get you on the schedule if you meet the new criteria, so stay tuned for more information on this. Our celebration of Black History Month continues this week. Tomorrow, winners will be announced in the raffle for tickets to a February 20th online event with Henry Louis Gates, the Harvard historian and host of the PBS show Finding Your Roots. And on Thursday, Frontline will be posting a profile of Elizabeth Tyler, BNSLI's first African-American nurse. So please go and take a look at that. Also, the Lunar New Year starts this Friday, February 12th. So Happy New Year to everyone. Our staff will be participating in a number of virtual community celebrations throughout our BNSLI Chinatown and Flushing Community Centers. So look for that and participate as you desire. That should be fun. All right, last week I mentioned that I want to take some time on these calls to introduce our new goal-setting process, which are called Objectives and Key Results, or OKRs for short. Objectives are the what. They are big goals that are meant to really stretch us and help us to reach and exceed our potential. And the key results are the how. Those are the metrics that we use to measure we are achieving our objectives. And so we have five enterprise-level OKRs. And last week I talked about one of those five areas, which was employee engagement, which I will repeat as the foundation of success for us and being able to deliver on our mission every day. Today, though, I'm going to talk about another one of those top-level OKRs, consumer experience. And by consumer, we mean our BNSNY patients, our choice plan members, our clients, and their families. And so we've specifically defined consumer this way, and we know that we need a focus in this area. And the objective for this OKR is this, and it's really important. Make leaps in our consumer experience so that we consistently exceed expectations. All right, so when we talk about this objective around consumer experience, we feel this is so important for our organization to never lose sight of our consumer, and we need to know and admit to ourselves that we're not where we want to be as an organization. And so we want to be better than everybody else. We want every consumer that we interact with to be pleased each time those interactions occur. And so we are going to measure this objective in a few different ways, and today I'll discuss just one, which involves something called Consumer Net Promoter Score, also known as NPS. And I want you to remember that NPS, those initials, because you're going to be hearing about them a lot, and many of you have already heard and understand NPS, either from an employee standpoint or when you've interacted with other companies. All right, so our consumer NPS tells us how our consumers feel about BNSNY and predicts how loyal they will be to our organization. And our NPS score is based on people's answer to a very simple but important question. And I know many of you have had to answer this question from other companies because this is a really important metric and a way to think about this idea of exceeding consumer expectations. Okay, so it's this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that you will recommend BNSNY to a friend or a family member? And so when we ask that, we hope that we get nines and tens. That means we are doing such a good job that our consumers are going to help promote BNSNY to other potential consumers. And you probably, like I said, recognize this question because we have this on our employee surveys. We ask it a little differently, but we do ask this question. And so it's the question, and then there's the follow-up from that question, which is, why did you answer it like you did? And this open-ended question is going to really help us understand how we can improve our consumer experience. And so going forward, we'll be talking a lot about the consumer NPS research and how we respond to it. But I want to mention it now to get everyone's wheels turning, because each of you, every one of us, is going to be an important part of helping BNSNY make that leap and create a consumer experience that, again, consistently exceeds the expectations that that consumer has. And it really, I just want to underscore this. This is 100% aligned with the mission of BNSNY, and we need to all be engaged in this effort. And so for now, that's my update. And so I'll turn to questions that have been sent in, and we do have a few. And, again, if you have more, please ask. All right. I have a question around W-2s. I did not receive my W-2, and I don't have Ask HR on my computer. I tried to call HR yesterday but couldn't reach anyone and was not able to leave a message. So please advise. And this is an important question. I'm sure other people have had this issue. So, Marion, do you have something for us?
Yes, I do. Hi, everybody. This is Marion Hosh from Human Resources. And W-2s were sent out around January, the end of January. January 31st is the deadline for sending them. Hopefully the person that's asked this question may receive it, because we know the mail's been delayed, especially based upon Dan's story earlier today. But if you don't receive your W-2 in the mail, it will be available to you through Workday on or about February 15th. So payroll will be sending out a notice so that you can go to Workday and print it out. If you have trouble accessing Workday, you can call HR Connect, and we can help you with that. The HR Connect number is 212-609-7900. You can leave a voicemail there. I'm sorry if this person was calling a number and couldn't leave a voicemail there yesterday, but again, that number is 212-609-7900. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Marion. The next question is, my Care Connect app is down from Saturday. I need help getting it working. I believe we've fixed those issues, but someone on the call may have different information, but certainly you can always contact the help desk for this. But does anyone, I don't know, Michael or Andrea, if you have an answer around Care Connect?
Dan, it is Michael Bernstein, and I'm our Chief Experience Officer. Hi, everybody. And when I spoke with you briefly before, I think I misread it and thought it was the Home Care Homebase app. This is the HHA Exchange app, or the Sandata app, I should say, Care Connect. And I don't have information about if it was down on Saturday, has everything been fixed, but we will certainly look into that to get back to this individual who works in Partners in Care.
Okay, terrific. Thanks, Michael. All right, next one. I have one question with two parts. I got a call last week telling me that I have to come into Partners in Care to sign some papers because I was out of compliance. I was wondering, couldn't those papers be emailed or even posted? And it could have been emailed, posted, or even faxed back. I live in Staten Island, so I lose a day's pay to come in and sign those papers. Wouldn't it be easier for the caller to inform the supervisor? Okay, so Andrea, do you have a, we'll certainly respond personally to this one because it's a very specific email, but Andrea, do you have anything to add before we do respond through email personally to this?
I think the only thing I would add is that we certainly don't want people to make trips into the office that they don't have to. And so I don't understand this specific instance. We will investigate it and see if there was a reason why we had to do this, but it is our goal to not have people come into the office unless they absolutely need to make that trip. So we will look into this one, and there might be a reason why, and then if there isn't a reason, hopefully we can remedy this moving forward. But thank you for the question. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Andrea. All right. Next question around competing meetings with this weekly call. So I'm told that there are competing meetings with this call. So and the choice had a call from 10 to 12 and so on and so forth. So I realize that whatever time we pick for this call, there's going to be other things going on. And so we try to move the call around a bit during the day to address that, and we'll continue to do so. I think the last 2 weeks it's been at 11. I can talk with the team. We have really scheduled this out to be at 11 each week. That might be the best answer, because if it's consistent each week, then meetings can be moved around this particular call. But I will work with the communications team, and we'll look to see if it makes more sense to move it around and get some variability throughout the weeks, or keep it be very consistent so folks can schedule around it if they want to attend, which would be probably the most likely answer to this one.
And Dan, it's Michael Bernstein. May I just add something to that explanation?
Absolutely.
Again, I'm our chief experience officer. I just wanted to remind everyone on the call that every single one of these calls we've done since last March, there's a recorded transcript that is placed on our intranet in the COVID-19 hub, and there is a written transcript that appears within a couple of days of the actual call and provides answers to questions that were submitted. The answers verbatim from what you hear from those of us in the speaker's room, or annotated answers if new information has come to light or if we had to get back to get accurate information. So if you unfortunately missed the call, there are at least two ways. You can listen to the call or you can read the transcript within 48 hours typically of when the call occurred. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Michael. Next question. As a resident of New Jersey, please advise whether I'm excluded from receiving the COVID vaccine from BNSNY given the expanded eligibility for persons with health conditions. And the answer is no, you are not excluded. If you meet the qualifying conditions for those that are getting vaccinated at our BNSNY vaccination clinic, it doesn't matter whether you're in Jersey or New York or Connecticut. And so, or Pennsylvania, for that matter, or wherever you're coming from. So if you qualify and you're a BNSNY employee, we'd love to see you there. All right, next question. Let's see here. Can you share that vaccine number today?
Dan, I can actually share the exact numbers to the second if you want. So far we have given 3,142 first doses and 355 second doses, and that is to the moment.
If we wait another moment, Andrea, do you want to give another update? Because I think it changed.
Actually, it just went up to 355.
Exactly. See? We're on it. Thank you, Andrea. All right, next question, and this is a serious one and a good one. I am concerned about recent reports of deaths after people received the second dose. These reports are in the U.S., Germany, Israel, and other countries. Note that vaccine manufacturers cannot be sued for damages. Please comment. And so I'm actually going to hand this off to someone who's better suited to comment specifically on this. Andrea, is that you, or is Tony going to take this?
I could start, and then Tony can add, and I'm going to channel Dr. Dokken on this. The reports of deaths after second doses have been extremely rare. There have now been likely hundreds of millions of doses given throughout the world. And so Dr. Dokken would say that it is far better for you to get this vaccine than not to get it. And Tony, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Andrea. And I would advise to be very careful about what you're reading and where you're reading that information from. We keep track of all of the doses that we give. And as Andrea said, you know, we've given thousands of shots already, and actually second doses without any type of complications other than sore arms and mild side effects. So again, just be careful about where you're reading that information from. And I absolutely echo what Andrea said. Dr. Dokken feels that it is much, much better and safer for you to get the vaccine than it is for you to get COVID and have complications from COVID itself. Thanks, Andrea.
And it's Michael. I'm just going to add one more thing, and that is that Andrea hosts a conference call specifically on the vaccination program on Mondays. Next week, Monday's a holiday. It will be on Tuesday. And Dr. Dokken is able to respond to questions on that call specifically. So the information that was just shared came directly from his answers to questions on that call. And those questions and answers are posted as well on our Vaccinate VNSNY section of the intranet. And the answers, and you may find answers to these specific questions there as well. Thank you, Dan.
I also want to just add that Dr. Dokken, who is the medical director of the Choice Health Plan, has been advising us medically since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. And he is an infectious disease specialist, just like Dr. Fauci. And he is extremely knowledgeable and really actually quite world-renowned in his field, in just himself. He is spent his career working with HIV, but is an infectious disease doctor. And we really rely and depend on his counsel and his advice for all the medical decisions that we make, along with Dr. Dignam, who is the medical director on the provider side. So I wanted to let the audience know that we are taking this very seriously, and we are getting very good medical advice from our medical leaders here.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks.
Next question on the Friends and Family Program. Will the additional qualifying conditions apply to the Friends and Family Program? Andrea, quick answer on that one.
Yes, so we haven't made that decision yet, and this is all very new. And we'll keep you posted on any changes in the Friends and Family Program as we move forward. So just stay tuned for that.
Great, thanks. Next one, I also heard that pregnant women in Israel miscarried within a few days after getting vaccinated, so I would just refer back to the answer that was the three or four comments that were made by folks on when we just talked about the safety of the vaccine. The next one, our staff who live outside New York eligible or just New York residents, I answered that earlier. And so if you meet the eligibility criteria, please come in. And then the next one was around the one we just answered. Will friends and family be eligible for under 65 but with the diagnosis of cancer? And so those that's forthcoming, the answer to that. And what proof of underlying conditions is needed for under 65 vaccinations? Andrea?
So, Dan, we're still waiting for guidance from the New York State Department of Health on what proof is needed. We have not received that yet, and so we will keep you posted on what proof or evidence you will need for that. But I would encourage anyone who believes they qualify to fill out the form that we're sending you, and then we'll let you know what proof or evidence you're going to need for that.
Great. Thanks, Andrea. Next question is regarding OKRs. It's great to hear about the corporate OKRs. I'd imagine folks have a lot of questions, especially about their involvement or expectations in the larger OKR program. Would it be a good time to mention that how the OKRs will work and how it will be implemented is currently be determined, to be determined. So what I would say here is we've been talking about objectives and key results and that new methodology. We've pulled together a core team who's going to really help lead us through the implementation of how to use this important goal-setting process as we move forward as an organization. And that there'll be more information coming. It's going to be a disciplined rollout, but realize this is a bit of a culture change. And so that culture change will take time. What I would ask is for everybody who's engaged in this process be open and engaged, because I believe that it will truly hit our goals around alignment and stretch and those other things that I talked about previously. So more to come. And we're excited about it. I hope that you will see the value that I see and really latch on to it with everybody else. All right. Next question. Thank you for offering vaccines to people with comorbid conditions. Will alternate vaccine sites be available? I live on Long Island and would like to avoid a trip into the city if possible. And I believe at this point, Andrea, we do not have plans for additional sites. Is that the case?
That's correct, Dan.
Okay.
We're going to be offering it in our main office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it is a trek in. I think it's worth it. We don't have the capacity at this point to be offering outside, even though we would have a desire. It would just be too taxing and exceed our ability to get it done right now. All right, next question. How many people have been vaccinated through the Friends and Family Program? Do we have a number on that, Andrea? Do you know?
Yes, I can give you a range. It's somewhere between 150 and 200. I'm not exactly sure of the exact amount.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So somewhere between that. All right. How do I change my second vaccine appointment? And so to do that, you would call us. That's the easiest way. And I think I gave the number earlier. That is the vaccination hotline number, 212-609-4126. And remember, for all information, you can get it off the Vaccinate BNSNY in our intranet site as well as on the Partners in Care site. Last question, just in time. Good morning. How can we best prepare for this Zoom training? All right, Cardinal at Home. So the subject is Cardinal at Home Supply Bag Replenishment Program Training. All right, the question is surrounding that, how can we best prepare for this Zoom training? Can you talk a little bit about this? Thank you. And so,
yes, Dan, it's Mike. Well, I can jump in if it's okay with you. I'm sorry, I just didn't mean to jump in. But the Cardinal At-Home Supply Bag Replenishment Program is an effort that we have undertaken for the very reason that a number of people have raised in questions here, to try to provide the drop shipping of supplies directly to your home so you do not have to travel unnecessarily. As Andrea said, we are always seeking to minimize that, and this is an example of that. So that's what it's about. It's about Cardinal as a vendor, and it's about being able to get the clinical supplies to you at your home upon your request fulfilled that way. The Zoom training explains how that will all work. And so I hope this answers the question. More information to come. Thank you, Dan.
Great. Thanks, Michael. And with that, we are actually 1 minute over, but I started 1 minute late, so it is 30 minutes in total. And I appreciate those of you who came on the call and those who asked questions, and those of you who are listening to this after the actual call. So you're listening, you went to the site and you grabbed it and are listening to it. So I thank you for that. And I hope you all have a safe and great rest of your day and rest of your week. Thank you very much.